This is Spence Denny on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Around 8 weeks ago, I let my manager know that I intended to retire. 33 years of being involved with the ABC has been a joy and a privilege. So the reality is that today will be my last on-air shift with the ABC. And I just want to let you know, because I want to assure you that my retirement is in no way associated with a new breakfast team as a result of the retirement and the resignation of Ali. So I made this decision long ago and cannot wait to spend more time with my wife exploring this amazing country. So to those of you heading off to the cricket at 9 o'clock, thank you. I have had a great ride. A couple of people I want to say hello. Hello, Anna Jackson. How are you?
Oh, hello, Spence Denny. I can't believe you're retiring. You're not old enough, are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm old. I'm old, yeah. So Anna and I worked together. How many years did we work together, Anna?
I actually don't know. Maybe 9 years.
Something
a very long time ago.
And now you're a bloody general manager with SA Water.
Yes, I love it. It's awesome. But also, I actually was going to offer you a special job, Spence. You've been our special main breaks reporter for such a long time now. You know, I thought that on your retirement card, if you needed a special job, you could say special main breaks reporter. So who's going to have to do that job for us now,
look,
Spence?
Someone is going to pick up on the burst world mains, I promise. And you know what? the last decade or so, people have sent me badges. I have a key tag that someone sent to me years ago that calls me Dr. Burst Watermain. So someone's got to do it.
Well,
Anna.
I hope things get better over the years, Spence. That's all I can say. But of course, we've always had the Spence Denny in mind when we were trying to improve our customer experience in South Australia. And I would also just like to say, on a personal note, you know, you're one of the first people I worked with in my professional career as a starting out journalist, and you were so generous and so generous with your time. And I know I asked you a bajillion questions, and you always took the time to really communicate with me, and those things really stay with a person throughout their whole professional career. So I just want to thank you very much for the way you helped me start off my career as well.
Thank you, Anna. I appreciate the call. You take care. Grant Stevens, thank you for what you do, and speedy recovery to you.
Thanks, Spence. And can I just offer my best wishes for your retirement? It's always been a pleasure talking to you. You're one of the good guys, and I think you'll be missed.
Christopher from Two Wells, who's been a regular contributor. Morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Spence. I wish you all the best for the future, and welcome to the wonderful retirement.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it, I guarantee it.
Well, I hope so. I will. I've been looking. As I said, I did make this decision in November, and there's a couple of reasons that I thought the time was right. I won't go into those details now, but I'm genuinely excited that I'm going to go out and explore more. I mean, you know how much I love this state. So
if you always get a bit lonesome to radio, you could always join the Historical Radio Society of Australia.
I could do.
South Australian Division.
I could do indeed.
Okay. All of it.
Okay.
All of it.
See ya.
You'll be sadly missed, I'll guarantee it.
Thank you, Christopher. Thanks for your call. Anna's on the phone for Bridgewater. Morning, Anna.
Hello, Spence. My family call you the man with the smile in your voice, and we've appreciated listening to you on the ABC for many years. I love your humour, your compassion, and your curiosity, and I hope that you have a wonderful retirement.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Anna. I really appreciate that. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned curiosity, because for me, I mean, it was a complete fluke that I got to do this job, because, you know, I was a 16-year-old who joined the army and was a fitter and turner. And I just think, because I'm interested in people, gave me a chance to actually meet some amazing people along the way. So thank you, Anna. I really appreciate
that. And it always shows that your interest in people. So thank you so much, Spence. We've loved listening to you.
Thank you so much indeed, Anna. Hello, Pauline.
Hello, Spence. It's lovely to hear your voice. And I think I speak for all of South Australia when I say we are devastated to think it's the last day that we will hear that lovely smiley voice.
Oh, Pauline, thank you. it's got to happen eventually. So it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us, I guess.
It does.
And retirement is a wonderful thing. Let me tell you, I'm thoroughly enjoying mine.
Oh, good.
Reagan said that you might be interested in a little story of when I met you some years ago now.
Right.
Very early in the morning, there was a lot of talk from the morning presenters about this huge storm that was coming across the Gulf, a line of thunderstorms miles long. And I beavered out of bed and scooted up to Windy Point thinking, I better go and watch this. I wonder if there'll be room at Windy Point. I got up there and the big red car and you were there and me. Ah, we were the only ones
to
watch this amazing storm that didn't happen.
No, but there was some interesting cloud formation, so wasn't there?
There absolutely were. And as a bit of a pilot, I'm fascinated by clouds. So okay. that was wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank
so
you, Pauline.
So that's my memory of you, Spence, and I wish you well.
Thank
in
you,
retirement.
Pauline. I appreciate your call. Denise from Nord. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Spence. Look, I just wanted to pay tribute to you and just to say that goodness knows what we would have done without you over this Christmas break, keeping politicians honest and the rest of us informed, and just loved your sense of humility and your just wonderful approach to life. You're just a lovely, good man. So good luck.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Spence. I'm very emotional. I really don't want you to not be on air anymore, but oh, enjoy your retirement. I'm in my 9th year of retirement now, and yes, it's great.
Oh, good. I'm good.
But you've got my address. You've been to our house, so anytime you're passing, call in for a morning tea or afternoon tea.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you. Now, I came and saw you, your theatre collection ticket, didn't I?
That's correct.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mary, thank you so much indeed for your call. You are listening to ABC Radio Adelaide. Thank you for making me a part of your life.